Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
All right, welcome back to the Handmade Podcast, episode 47. 47. We're getting close to 50, boys.
Should have been 48, but...
Well, yeah, I kind of jammed up last week.
Did I sleep for a week?
I had a bunch of bananas here last Sunday who they all had some funny cigarettes while we were they were painting.
Yeah.
And me and Matt were working inside. Him and I were welding, and then I had two or three slappies outside painting, and the day was, like, getting on. I'm like, guys, like, let's go. Let's go home, right? Like, I want to go home. Everything was everywhere. If you added all it up, it had to be 3,000 pounds of material outside, steel, sheet, painted all over the place. And I'm like, guys, like, let's bring everything inside. They're like, oh, okay, yeah. So I go back inside. Me and Matt finish something up. I go back out. They just haven't done anything. And because one of my other friends showed up with fucking food and was eating and brought a six-pack. And so they were outside drinking and sitting. And I'm like, that's it. I'm getting rid of all the chairs. That's it. I'm like, guys, it's Sunday night. I want to go home. So what do you think happened? Me and Matt stopped what we were doing, went outside, and brought everything in.
Well, I just hope all five of our $1,000 Patreon before and after show subscribers don't unsubscribe because of that. That's the only thing. Because that would kill us if we lost all five of them.
I know. That'd be a real shame.
Well, I'll just have to move forward.
Well, what else has been going on in your guys' world? I'm working on sculpture bases, but it's very boring. Really? It's almost like railings.
Yeah. Good thing I'm not doing any of those recently.
Really? You got your door in, though, right?
I've been doing doors, staircases, outdoor staircases, and platforms, all sorts of different stuff. The door, I just finished putting the door in yesterday. It's Fred. Fred made an appearance a couple minutes late, as usual. But it's all right. It came out really good.
So that means he's right on time.
Yeah, exactly when I expected him to show up. You got to tell him 45 minutes earlier than you want him. And then he comes right in and be like, 95 was all shut down, which is like, I could look on my phone and see that it wasn't, like, but he's just
And then
funny.
You just told him, like, you took a helicopter and that's how you got to work.
Yeah.
You didn't have to deal with any traffic. I used to have a foreman that lived an hour and a half away from the garage.
Oh, my
God.
And
he'd be there every day at, like, 5:30. And so, like, you could never, ever, ever tell
him,
traffic or whatever. He wasn't going to hear it, you know? But, that's funny. That's funny. Today's Father's Day. Well, not today, but today we're recording it. And I tell you, what an interesting day I had today. It was just so crazy. And it kind of goes into, like, a new tool thing and a lot of new stuff. I got a lot of new stuff this week. I was just telling you guys, a new laptop, and I'm playing with that, and I like that. That's exciting. But, I needed something for my CNC because I couldn't take it anymore with just the shitty laptop I had. It was driving me crazy. So I got a...
Yeah, what you had, like, just like a regular-ass Windows computer, right?
Yeah, yeah. So this is nice. You know, it was an expensive computer that I got a good deal on, and it works unbelievable, and it's just nice. So I can go online. I can do whatever I got to do. And it's touchscreen, so it's nice if I'm using the CNC or anything like that. You know, it's nice to have that stuff. But anyways, I also bought a drone this week because I was bored.
Exciting.
And yeah.
Because you have so much free time, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I have free time to go online and buy stuff I don't need. So I did that. And I ended up buying a mini. And I was a little reluctant, but I got it. And it's good enough. You know, it's fine.
the Mavic Mini you got,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, the Mini 2, yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh, the Mini 2. That's,
yeah.
I have the Mini 1.
Yeah, what's the difference with the 2? It's got probably a 2 better. On it.
Yeah.
It's got, that's the thing about DJI. It's like, they like, every year, it's like Apple, right? But I feel like I bought like the what's the Osmo?
Yeah.
The little one, right? Yeah, and like Osmo now 2. They have the 2. Yeah, and the battery's better, and this is better, and then the Mini, I bought the drone, and I love that little drone. It's so fun.
Yeah, you know?
And I also feel like, you crashed yours?
Yeah, trying to chase this pit. If anyone's been following my stories, I have a dove
the bird.
That's been moved into my shop and hasn't left, and I tried to chase it out with the drone, and I crashed it and broke one of the arms.
No!
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I'll get into this dove in a little while, but I'll let you guys keep going with your stories.
So what are you going to do with the drone now? Are you going to get it fixed?
I ordered a replacement arm, and of course, it's not the arm that broke, it's the connection. There's like a little like thin metal, round. It's round with two tabs that are bent at a 90-degree angle, and the tab got pushed in, so I tried to bend the tab back out, and it snapped, of course. So I got like now I got to figure out how to get that tab piece, but it's just a nightmare. And like, of course, it's impossible to take apart.
Sounds shitty to me.
I sound bad. Mm.
I thought they were pretty serviceable because I mean, people crash them and wreck them all the time, you know.
Yeah, I mean, breaking up.
I was breaking up.
Like what I was hearing, you were breaking up. But I could hear you, but your connection was a little weird.
I think they are kind of serviceable. And they have, I guess, a lot of parts. I got the parts right on Amazon, like, in a day.
Mm.
But I got to take the thing apart and, like, get to the wires. And I don't know if I have to... I tried undoing all the screws I could see, and I couldn't even take the thing apart. So I got to sit down.
Yeah, there might be something under a sticker or something.
Exactly.
That's what kind of started the whole drone thing. I got my old one up here, and... one of the housings was broke where the prop was. So I was like, okay, I'll order a housing. And then I was looking at them and I was like, and then they got a new one. The production crew got a new one. I was like, you know what? I'm buying a new one. So I ordered it, but the order never went through. It was like $1,500. And I'm like, you know what? I can buy one for $700 and leave it in my closet just as good as I can get one for $1,500. So I was like, I'll just get that one. And then I knew I was, getting an Apple Watch. I wanted to go buy one. My daughter had called me last week, my daughter Samantha, and she's working with the cardiologist, and she's like, oh, you know, we saved this guy's life because of an Apple Watch. You really should get one, Dad. And so me and Jimmy were talking about it. Like, yeah, it's not a bad idea. So he actually ordered one, and I was looking at them online, and I just wanted to actually see the different bands and all that stuff. So I took a ride up to the Apple store today. And that's where the day fell apart.
For an Apple Watch.
Oh,
all
God,
goes
dude.
To shit.
Just, it was so crazy. So, like, I've been saying in my stories, I can't get Stokes iced coffee up here anywhere. Every place
is
sold
our
out.
Derek's Dilemmas segment?
Yeah.
That we're,
okay. Yeah. Yeah,
let's
dude, it gets worse.
This
gets
is the new
worse.
Segment.
It gets worse,
it gets,
he
it
says.
It gets worse. People be shutting their things off very shortly. But so it all started with the coffee. Can't get the coffee up there. Everybody's sending me all these links. Order it online. Order it online. I order it online. Sir, delivery not available to your area. So then I'm thinking, like, where can I get it delivered to pick it up there, you know?
So you get a room in a hotel in, like, a nearby city.
Yeah. I drove 20 minutes and got it delivered there. So that was the start of the day. So I've been in conservation mode with the coffee. And I head up to Albany, which is, like, you know, 45, 50 minutes. I get up there, get the Apple Watch, I do the whole order thing. Everything's great. I leave, I'm on the phone with Jimmy, and I end up getting on the highway going the wrong direction. And I didn't realize it for about 45 minutes when I realized I should have been back in East Durham, and I'm still driving in the countryside.
Starting to see Canadian flags and kilometer signs.
Yeah, spotty service and everything. So I look at the map and I'm like, shit, I've been driving north for the last hour. So I turn around and I was going to, you know, come back. And I was like, you know what, I'll stop in Albany on my way back now because see if they have Stokes iced coffee there. I drive right through Albany. I miss the exit. Get off the highway. The next exit's like 8 miles. So I'm like, that's like 16 miles there and back. I'm like, I'm already like an hour and a half late. Screw it. So I drive all the way back down here, And I got the watch that has the cellular service with it. So I wasn't going to hook it up. And then I was talking with Jimmy. He's like, oh, it's only a couple bucks. It's worth it. So I end up going to Walmart to see if they have coffee. But there's a Verizon store. I walk into the Verizon store. The guy's like, yeah, that's the wrong watch. It doesn't have cell service on it.
Oh,
I go, dude, I just bought it 3 hours ago. It's the right one. He goes, no, it's supposed to have another serial number on it. So I look at the receipt. They gave me the wrong watch. So the guy's like, well, can
you
go
Did you buy
back?
The right watch
no,
and they gave you the wrong
so.
One?
Yeah,
okay.
I don't think so. I don't think I paid for it. I got to call and find out. So
oh, God.
I'm like, you got to be shitting me. But they did say I could return it and everything, even if it's opened. I haven't opened it, but even though it's
I think
open,
they're pretty good with that stuff.
Yeah, you get 2 weeks, you know. But I was kind of like debating on like the phone number. And I didn't even think of it because I had service on an iPad before that it's like a different phone number. But I'm like, you know, you don't really have it for people to call you on. It's just like, you know, so you stay connected and, you know, in case you didn't have your phone or whatever. But I was just like, you know, it's just so freaking crazy. It's like nothing's easy. You know what I mean? Like try to do something simple. 6 hours later, you know, it's like I still don't have what I want. I did get my iced coffee, though, so I'm happy
So
about
who
that.
Had the iced coffee? What
Walmart
was the...
Walmart had it. Walmart.
Okay,
Walmart
I need to go get
through.
Some, because I'm yeah.
Which one,
well.
The Walmart in Albany or the Walmart
the
near Jimmy's in Hudson?
By Jimmy's in Cairo.
In Cairo, got it. All right, yeah.
So they didn't have it yesterday. They had one yesterday. They had nine today. I took six.
Dude, you got to, like, make friends with, like the stock guy.
Dude, I asked the kid.
He
goes,
him 10
oh,
bucks
I work
and
one
be
day
like,
a week.
Bro.
I told the kid I'd give him 20 bucks if he called me and let me know what it was in.
That's crazy.
It's so bad. It's
oh
like
my
shaking
God.
People down on the street for iced coffee.
Unbelievable.
But, yeah.
I
so
need
that,
to get
that
more.
That was my Father's Day. Yeah. Yeah. Don't get the yellow card, whatever you do.
I saw the yellow one. I didn't get it.
Did you see my stories the other night? Graz is like, Jackman was over, and Graz is like, you won't be able to tell the taste the difference between them. I'm
There's
like,
a big
dude,
difference.
Of course I would. So we do the blind taste test. They hand me the first cup.
Oh,
I take
here
a
we
sip.
Go.
I'm like, this is the yellow one. I never even tried the yellow one. I just knew it tasted shitty. Like 30 people messaged me. They go, dude, that tastes like piss. Don't drink it. And they were right. It's horrible. I don't even
what
know
even
what the
is
fuck it?
It
is.
Is that the vanilla
like a
one?
No, it's not vanilla. That's what I thought originally. Yeah. It's supposed to be like a light roast. But it's just, it just tastes
I get
like shit.
The blue one, that or the greenish blue one that you like.
Yeah,
and then I
yeah,
get the purple
yeah.
one, which is like a bold one.
Yeah,
and that's good,
yeah,
too.
I didn't
it's
like
It's either
that
one or
much,
one of those.
Yeah, yeah. If I had to, I would go that way. But
yeah,
but that's
I don't,
all
I don't
good.
Get anything
so,
else.
Yeah, so everything's good now. So I got my Apple Watch. I got my drone. I got my computer. And that's it.
Which you got the 8?
What?
Apple Watch 8 or
no,
6?
No, it's a 6. 6, yeah.
6. Is that what they're up to? 6?
Yeah, 6, yeah.
So I have the Apple Watch 3, and I'm thinking about getting a new one only because this one now, the battery only lasts like a day and a half. Like when I first got it, I could go like 3 days, and I'm sure the battery now is probably much better.
Yeah.
But I love having this thing. And I'm, you know, the newer ones with like the EKG and the other health monitoring, it is good, especially like, you know, if you've ever had any, you know, because you had a whatever.
Yeah. Well, that's it. It's just like a little bit of peace of mind. And, you know, it's, and me and Paul were talking about it. You know, like he's in the shop alone and stuff like that. You know, it's just, you know what? Whatever. Just another excuse to spend some fucking money. But, it's, you know, what are you going to do?
Does Jimmy have the Rolex on one wrist and the Apple Watch on the other wrist?
Well, that's what's funny.
Or does he have it already?
He hasn't gotten his yet. So we were talking about it. I was like, oh, I want a steel band because it's going to get sweaty and stink like shit, you know? So they only offer two styles of steel band. So he got like, it's like a woven one. And the other one looks shitty. But so that's why I wanted to kind of see it. So I go up there. And it's actually a nice band. And it's stainless. So the guy says,
I have the rubber one. It's not bad.
Well, he goes, you don't want to buy that one. He goes, you got to order. I go, why? He goes, it's $500. I go, you're shitting me. I was like, it's more than a freaking watch. He's like, yeah. So I was like, yeah, forget that. So I got, it's like a cheap leather one. The rubber one I was going to get, I'll probably end up getting that too. I figure I'll just look online. You know,
there's aftermarket ones I think.
Just get, there are, you know, and do that, you know. But it's just crazy. It's always something.
I'm looking at them right now. I'm trying to find...
Yeah, I never... So I have the cellular on mine. I never set it up just because I never really needed it. But Angela has an Apple Watch, too, and she used to... You know, like, she'd leave her phone, and she would go for a run with just her watch and the AirPods, and you have everything. You know, if you have the AirPods and your watch, you have another... Basically have, like, another cell phone.
That's
cool.
But
what sucks, what happens when people text you? Your phone has to be close by. Like, that's the only thing I was thinking, because the text...
I don't know.
Is it all through iMessage? It's probably the same iMessage account.
Sometimes my phone will die, and then someone will text me, and it'll come through the watch. Because your watch is logged into your iCloud.
Yeah.
So it'll, I don't know. I mean, it's a little, you're very connected.
Yeah. Is this the band?
What's that?
That's the one he got,
Nice.
What is it, magnetic? It looks
it's
that's where I couldn't do the magnet.
It wraps around it. Oh, that's true. Yeah, I bet he doesn't realize that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was going to get the stainless, like, face, but it's like an extra $300. I'm like, I don't know if I want the stainless. Like,
the problem is, it's not a Rolex that you could keep forever, and it's a piece of technology that's going to be outdated in 2 years.
Yeah,
so there's no point in spending money like it's some fashion accessory. Yeah,
exactly, it's the same
because it's just going to be worth
it's
nothing.
It's
going
to get destroyed. You know?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But I
used to have like a screen cover, like almost like you'd have on your phone on mine, because I didn't want it to get scratched up. But it's got like the glass, you know, like it should hold up.
Sapphire glass or something.
And the screen cover, they would always get screwed up because you're trying to bend it around the corners, you know. So like it would look nice for like a month and then it would get screwed up. But I haven't had the screen cover on for probably 4 or 5 months now, and it still looks perfect, which it's pretty impressive, because I'll feel it drag against something and I'll be like, like that's it. You know, I just trashed it. And it's held up, so I like it.
I really want to get one.
Just gonna get one.
But I know I'm just going to keep forgetting to wear it. Like, I've already been through this. Like, I don't keep much shit in my pockets. It's like I always try and keep a knife on me. I never have one. Like, I always just put it down. There's no hope. Like, I have my phone, my wallet, my keys. That's the only things I can manage to keep on me. No watches, nothing.
Yeah, I'm used to wearing a watch every day. I've been wearing a watch every day for, like, probably close to 10 years. So it's, like,
it was an
easy switch. I used to wear, like, I used to buy these, like, probably, like, $25 or $30, like, Casio watches just because they would literally just get destroyed. Like, I'd be working underneath something, and I would look down, and I would have, like, cut the band off. Yeah. Somehow this one has held up. But, I don't know. I found I'm already bad enough with time management as it is. I found if I'm not constantly checking my time, I'm even later than I normally am. For me, it's like I need to have something on my wrist that tells me, like, this is what time it is, you know?
It's just another thing that has to get sanitized. I can't.
Oh, dude. That. Yeah. You might as well just, like, have it.
You
don't
have to sanitize anymore. It's all, we're all good.
I tried. Now. It's just not. Yeah. There's no hope.
That's so bad.
I just have to move.
Oh, my God.
No, dude. Then she's gonna have to send a crew to wherever
you
live.
She's already talked about that.
that's funny. It's funny. Up here, it was like everything was still like in lockdown, and then you know, last week it seemed like all of a sudden everything just kind of like everybody.
Well,
forgot
last
about
week
it.
The restrictions. I think a lot of the restrictions opened last week.
Yeah, well, it was kind of like 2 weeks ago it seemed, and then like, but people were still, you know, doing what they were doing, and because now it's like COVID, what, you know, up here, you know, it's just it's funny. But yeah, I mean, it's good. It was nice. We were at the flea market last week, and everybody was like, you know. Oh, so nice to see your face. I mean, it is. It is nice.
I'm doing a podcast. Yeah.
Whoa. Easy, Mom. Mama Ock. Is that Mama Ock?
Wait, could you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I just muted my mic.
Yep, everybody heard
Not
you
muted
screaming.
Enough.
Everybody
Wait,
heard
what the
you
hell
screaming.
Was that? Oh, it must have switched to my computer.
Everybody heard
happened?
You scream at your mother.
No, it was my father. He's calling my name, and he knew I was doing this.
It's Father's Day.
Father's
you can't
Day.
Say anything.
Nice.
You got to give him whatever. If he wants you to stop, then you got to do it.
Yeah, you gotta apologize to him now. But yeah. No, so I got my little watch. Let's see. My little band here. Nobody gives a shit. But what else? You guys get anything new this week? Anything fun?
I got a cool old paint shaker.
Dude, I saw that. That thing is really cool.
Dude, did you see how expensive? So somebody commented that, like, they're $1,000 on eBay. I was like, dude, I went on eBay. They're $900.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't even think twice about it. That same place I got all those round pieces of steel.
Yeah. Dude, I would have bought that thing in a second. If I used this three times, I would have been happy.
So I had seen it when I went the first time, and I was like, I should really buy that, and I forgot about it. And I went back, like, last weekend, and it was still there. And I was like, you know what, like I should just get it, right? Like, I feel like, you know, if I use it, like you said, for the job that we're doing, we're using that Rust-Oleum oil-based primer.
Yeah.
And we've used like five gallons so far. And even just to shake that, I was like, whatever. And the guy's like, oh, how much? I said, how much? He goes, I don't know. Like, how much you got? I said, I got $25. He goes, just give me 20. So I was like, okay.
What kind of place was it you bought it?
It was this sculptor's studio that had closed. The same place I bought all those steel round plates.
Yeah.
So I bring it back to the shop, and Matt's like, he's like, dude, where'd you get this? Because I had to run out and pick up gas for my welder. And I'm like, oh, dude, I ran by that place, and I bought this. He's like, yo, we have the same one at work. How much did you pay for it? I was like, $20. He was like, it's like head blew off. He was like, dude, that's a great deal. Like, does it work? Like, yeah, it seems to work fine. So... It's the only thing I don't like is that the guy where I bought it, the guy had it in between two cabinets, so it couldn't really, like, move too much. But it's really tall and very top heavy, and I feel like if you leave it unattended, it's just gonna, like, just fall over. So I think I'm gonna take it off the stand and just put it, like, on a, like, make a small dolly for it, so that, God forbid, it, like, gets crazy. It doesn't, because all I can imagine is me putting a gallon of paint in it, turning it on, and then having the whole thing fall over and break the machine.
Paint everywhere.
And a gallon of freaking paint everywhere.
Is he putting that on wheels? Is that what
that's
he's right. saying?
Of course he is.
That's
that
right.
Saying?
Of course he is.
Okay. Just making sure that's what
There's
he's
nothing
saying.
That pisses that's me off saying. More than wheels. There's only a couple things. Anything that you're using as a tool, you can't put on wheels.
Dude, my welding table's on wheels.
Ugh.
My iron worker is on wheels.
That's the only iron worker in the country that's on wheels.
My shop is on wheels.
Yeah,
the whole shop.
Crazy.
Oh man, I've never wanted a forklift more. I'm very close to buying a forklift.
Don't even.
So recently a friend of mine who's like a trucker, bought, I think I might have mentioned this, he bought like a three axle gooseneck trailer, and he's doing like independent kind of like hauling.
Hot shot trucking.
So I said, I was like, dude, if I find a forklift in New Jersey, how much would it be for you to get it? So you know, he's like, oh, you know, it depends on where it is, blah blah blah. So now it's kind of expanded my search for like a pneumatic or like a big tire forklift.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to find, like, the right one. I'd like to get one on Long Island just because it'd just be so much easier to get than to go, like, into Jersey or Connecticut. But once I find the right one, then I'm just going to pull the trigger and get one. You know, the problem is the type that I want is typically a bigger forklift, and I want a smaller one so that I don't, like, I'll just have less of a chance of getting stuck if the machine itself is, like, a little bit lighter and smaller, you know? So exactly what I want on the back of, like, Riggers trucks, like, when I'm driving back and forth from Jersey. So I know it exists. I just kind of need to wait for the right one to pop up.
Yeah. I mean, those things get stuck very easily, even if the ground's unlevel. Like, if three out of the four tires are touching the ground, like, one gets lifted up and it's one of the front ones, that thing won't move.
Yeah, like, I know. Well, I've been looking at these...
Some big
the pneumatic tire ones, like the big tire ones,
that's what
you know,
need.
They seem like they'd be pretty good, you know. And you know, the thing is too, like, I'm not to say that I'm not gonna move it around that much, but like the type of, like, kind of loading and unloading I do, I'm not driving too much, you know, because I'm never gonna bring it inside my shop. It's just never gonna go inside. So it's literally just to, like, take shit out of the back of my truck, and put stuff on another truck if I have to, like, you know, move something. So
even steel deliveries. What happens when you get a big bundle of steel? You just got to cut the straps.
We cut the strap
one by one.
And we one by one, dude.
You better tip your steel delivery guy.
My boy Caesar, dude. He just came. When he came poor last Caesar. Week, he brought 20. He bought 20 lengths of 1.5 square 120 wall. They weigh 75 pounds each. And he bought me those bent U shapes for the plinths. I think last week he delivered like 3,500 pounds or 3,000 pounds of material, and we just unloaded it one piece at a time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm telling
you.
Yeah, you
got to get one.
This show up here, they have like that little, you know.
The telehandler.
Yeah. And I don't know how somebody runs a shop without something. It's just amazing. It just it makes life so much easier, and it's like, I don't know. I mean,
The telehandlers are nice if you have a lot of room. Because the telehandler, you need a lot of room to, like, back up and turn and pivot.
Yeah.
I feel like a forklift's a little more nimble, but a telehandler is, like, way more versatile if you have a big amount of space to drive it around and stuff, you know?
I was just in one the other day putting up that steel for the that staircase, and I was a really, really nice one. It was a 7,000-pound. When I did the beach club job, I was in a 5,000-pound one. It only went, like, 19 feet up in the air. It was, like, a piece of shit. It was, like, a Genie one. I would never buy one of those. And even with a couple of the aluminum tables stacked up, and if I started to extend the forks out too much, the thing tipped over. But the 7,000-pound one must have weighed, even though it only lifted 2,000 pounds more, like, for the maximum lift, it must have weighed, like, easily over twice as much, maybe three times as much. It was a huge machine, and I think it lifted 30 something feet up in the air. It was such a nice machine. It was a JLG, and you know, all you really need is like some type of a winch, like with a hook up on the front, and it's basically like just a crane. Like I bet you can get some type of a winch for those things, because forks off of it. And there's a hook that you could use to hang, like, you know, stuff off of with a strap. But, like, it was such a difficult and tight space that I was in. And the whole job was, like, really difficult. I'm surprised everything went as smooth as it did. Because it's, like, in between two buildings, there's, like, a three-family house that's 10 feet away from the wall where we're putting in the steel. And there's, like, a little nook. And where all the steel's going, and they put the footings in the wrong place, so I had to redesign everything to accommodate that. And that meant all the steel was, like, cantilevered off the columns and off the other steel beams. And it was all tied up against the wall, but it ended up working out fine. But
yeah, that looked like a tricky job.
Yeah, it was difficult to get everything right, but it really went together exactly as planned, besides the machine not showing up on time, and we ended up standing 3 out of the 4 columns up by hand. We sent 2 guys up into the second floor and had them pull with a rope, and then we were on the ground pushing the columns up, but it all worked out.
Nice. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure.
You definitely need some big equipment to move shit around, dude.
Yeah, you need it, Chris.
It just makes it so much easier around here.
I'm just killing myself here.
The way you throw around a couple of these little Amazon purchases, a couple of these eBay purchases, you could have had 5 forklifts by now.
No, it's not even, dude, at this point, it's not even that. It's not about the money. It's about getting, and you know what it is? It's like, I find these ones, right, in like Queens, right?
Yeah.
Asking $7,000. The thing looks like it's been through a fucking war.
Yeah.
You know, and like, and you got yours, like, I don't know if you 7, want to say 000. How much you paid for it. Yeah, and yours is, like, mint from an auction. So it's like, if I could find one, like, if I could find one at an auction that was good, like, it's not a matter of, like, I don't want
to
buy one.
You probably
it's just about getting the right one.
You got
to
wait for probably the same place in Philly where I got mine, because they just had an auction, like, two or 3 weeks ago where they had a couple with, like, I think some of them had some bigger tires, but... Like, you're not going to steal it from
I looked at those.
Them. Did you see those? Were there any that were good or no?
They were really big. Like,
they were
like...
What are you looking for? Like, a 5,000-pound one like mine, or even smaller if possible?
I'd like a I mean, I would get a smaller one if possible. Like, but, you know, they make small forklifts with big tires specifically for what I need. Like, because if you're... You know, you could have... if you have a 7,000 or 8,000-pound forklift with big tires... if the ground is soft, you're dead. It doesn't matter. Yeah. So they make literally forklifts for my purpose. And like people either call them outdoor forklifts or they call it, or they're pneumatic, whatever.
Yeah.
But like you can air down a little bit if you need to, you know, like if you're not carrying a load, if you get stuck, you know what I mean? Like if I get a hard tire forklift, I'll be dead. So like honestly, as soon as I find the right one, I'm going to buy it. Like I'm totally, cause it'll be something I have for, you know, it'll be something that I'm going to have for a long time. And when I move shops, like if and when I move shops, I'm going to obviously just take it with me. So it's just a matter of like looking. There's a couple in Connecticut too, but it's like, you know, then if I get something and I got to get it back here, it just becomes like difficult. You know, I wish I had a vehicle that I could tow with, cause I would just rent a trailer and I would go anywhere. Well, you could just rent, you know,
when we got mine, I didn't have my big truck and my pickup truck, the one I drive every day, can't tow enough. So we just rented a Ford F-250 and a trailer. We went right down there. We got it from United, picked it right up, dropped it off, and brought both the truck and the trailer back. You know, it wasn't
I was thinking about doing that.
Just do that. That's the easiest thing to do.
Because I could even just rent the truck and the trailer from Home Depot and just...
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Yeah, well, I don't know if Home Depot's got a trailer that'll hold 10,000.
You're right. They might not. They have a truck big enough. I think they rent 250 or 350s there.
But,
you know, it's like I would love to just find one and be able to tell my friend. Like, I don't need to go and see it. Like, if I find one and just tell my friend, like, hey, go, Vinny, like, here's the address. Go and get it. And they'll, you know, it's got ramps, whatever. It's a vehicle. It's not like I'm sending him to go pick up a lathe. You know, like, he could just drive it onto the truck, do whatever he's got to do, and take it home. You know, so
you might want to even put like because there's kind of like three different styles. There's some forklifts are like totally only for concrete in a warehouse, tiny little wheels. Mm-hmm. Then there's ones like mine, which mine don't have any tread, but they're like a bigger mid-size wheel kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And they have similar size wheels with treads, which I wish I had. But then they have, like, the bigger ones, like the pneumatic ones, like you were saying, which are kind of meant for off-road. But I still might put, like, if I were you, if you just got a load of process and had it dumped off and, like, compacted right outside that whole area. I don't know if that's going to screw up your drainage and everything, but...
Yeah.
That might be
good. I mean, at this
good.
Point, you know, yeah,
because
and
these
it's
things
like,
don't have
who knows?
Suspension. Like, if you're
right.
on any type of... You know, if you find yourself one of the wheels gets in a little divot in the ground, like you're gonna get stuck.
Dead.
Like, it might make sense because I know that process is pretty cheap. Like,
oh yeah,
I'm gonna do that outside of my shop. I think for the parking area, and it might just make your life a whole lot easier because it gets really hard, almost like pavement.
Oh yeah, that's what we used to use on job sites to make temporary driveways.
Yeah,
you know, like. You know, just put that down. It rains a couple times. You drive on it for a little bit.
Exactly.
And it's you know, it's basically just porous cement.
Yeah.
You know, like it becomes super, super hard and it does the job. So, I mean, whatever. Well, you know, eventually I'll figure it out. It's, you know, I'm like, I have no real interest in like I don't want to buy another big machine for myself. Like I don't want to buy another lathe or another milling machine, you know.
You got all those covered.
Yeah, exactly. Like I don't want to buy another lathe or milling machine. Like I'm all set. I have everything I need. But you know, every now and then, like this job, you know, by the time this job is done, it's like about 6,000 or 7,000 pounds worth of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like I gotta load all these things and they gotta get somewhere. So like we're thinking about how we're gonna deliver these things. And you know, I'm going to rent probably a box truck because I want to move as many as I can. They're 8 feet long by 30 inches wide. So I can't even like fit them in anything. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to rent a box truck, but you know, then we don't have a lift gate. The guy I'm bringing them to doesn't have a forklift. So it's like, it's just every part of it is difficult, but you know, having a forklift here it would just make my life that much easier to move all this shit around, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I'll figure it out eventually. It's funny because the skid steer is not a forklift, but I have forks for it, and it definitely could move these things. But yeah, it's in East Durham.
I know. So,
you know, and my buddy who lives up the street, who has a skid steer, he just sold his house and he's moving to North Carolina, and he took the skid steer down to North Carolina, so that's gone now too. You know, because this would be the perfect instance where I would have been like, Steve, let me just like rent the skid steer from you for like a day. You know, just to move these things around once they get outside. So, but, you know, Macklin's pretty strong. So.
I'm telling you, once you get it, I'm 32. You would have wished you got it years and years ago. Because I use it.
Of course.
Every 10 minutes I'm on it doing something. Even just holding up material. Like, you know how many times I use it just as sawhorses? You know?
See, I don't have that. I don't have as much of that option because I'll never be able to get one inside.
Yeah,
you know?
But for all you do a lot of stuff outside though, when you're just cutting up material and. But yeah. I think even if you made a boom for it, you could probably. There'll probably be a lot of times where you reach inside, like you move something, you wheel it over because you know everything's on wheels. You wheel it right over to the door. You pluck it up from the inside with the boom, and then you drop it right off outside.
That, you know, one of these days. You know what's so funny too is like we were just talking about how last October I bought Matt Harris's gantry crane.
Oh my God.
And I still haven't gone and picked it up in Maryland. And having that for this job would have been so nice because I could just get these plinths outside and just pick them up and put them right in the back of a truck. I never got it. I still own it. And he clearly doesn't give a shit that it's sitting in his yard. But, you know. I still have to go and get it. I wonder if I could convince Chris Cash to bring it when he comes next weekend.
Maybe. That'll be great. One of your anvils.
I was going to say, do a little trade.
I'll give him my new Chinese anvil.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to do that. Maybe he'll bring, like, half of it.
He'll bring, like, the one beam, and that's it. Yeah, but he'll cut it to put it in the back of his pickup truck.
Didn't we at one point talk about, like, getting like a really big beam for that thing and then putting two pieces of channel like in the parking lot and making like a bridge crane for your whole yard.
Yeah.
Like that'd be kind of cool.
I actually just got when I was buying stuff from that artist shop, the same place I got the paint shaker. He had like, I don't know what it was. I haven't figured it out yet, but he had this trolley that has V-groove wheels on it for like a track system. And it's super, super heavy. The wheels are solid steel. They're like maybe 4 inches in diameter, and they have big, big bearings in them. The things I would assume you could probably move 10,000 pounds on this if you like just put it right in the middle of this cart. It's like so stout. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, this is exactly like what we need. But I think I took it from that place because you know I really want to build a small bandsaw mill for the place upstate. And it would just be good to, like, as those little wheels, but,
Oh, yeah.
You know, plus it was just, like, it's this place that I'm talking about, so this steel, like, found art kind of sculptor passed away, and this guy just had, like, everything. And there's so much shit there that nobody is interested in, except for, like, someone like me or someone like us would ever even, like, look twice at. You know, most people are looking for, like, you know, like, a lawn ornament or this, and I'm, like, I see this trolley, and I'm, like, oh, that thing is amazing. Like that would be like even just buying those wheels would probably be $100-something just for those four wheels, even if I unbolted them and left the C channel there, you know. So I was like, yeah, take it. One more thing in my fucking yard of destruction outside. I somehow have to try to clean this place on the next week. So
for your big open house.
I was going to say, are you, how's that looking?
It's kind of up in the air. We really don't know. I mean, we should be okay. We're almost done with the 7th episode, and we should be done, I think, Tuesday. So that would give us, is that the 6th episode? I don't even remember. Let me look at a calendar.
Chris Cash.
So that gives us a week and a half. So we might not be working Saturday. Jimmy wants to come down. So, I mean, he wants to come down, and I want to come down. So we're going to
He's the executive producer. You tell him. Maybe I should bleep that out. I'll bleep that out. I'll bleep that out. He's high up enough where he could just be like, we're not doing it. But either way, I mean, you know, and I was going to say, if you guys want to take a day and you can't make it down Saturday, I think like Chris and Lucas and a couple other people will be around on Sunday as well, and there'll obviously be a lot less people. But Friday, Chris is coming to town, and you know, since we all, so this is coming out Wednesday, so there won't be a lot of time for people to listen to it, but I will be able to take a select group of psychos over to this place where I bought the paint shaker and all the other stuff. Because I am likely going to get the keys and then kind of just like, because he's the guy that's doing the clean out is basically a week away from just, he's been at the clean out for 5 weeks. And honestly, if you didn't know any better, you would think he just started because there's so much stuff. And he's at the point now where he just, you know, the guy that owns the building wants to be done and wants to start kind of the next phase. So he's about to just have a metal dumpster there and just throw everything away. And there is like, you know, and like a lot of it is really not useful to anybody because everything's rusted and it's all tired. But like, for instance, like he's got a cabinet with like Morse Taper 3 backed drill bits. There's got to be 200 drill bits.
Oh, wow.
And at this point, that cabinet's going to go in the dumpster. So if you said, hey, I'll give you $5 for the cabinet and everything in it, it's $5 more than they were going to get to begin with. So, like, it's that kind of place. But, like, there's nothing, you know, like, there's nothing really great. Like, for, like, he had 6 oxygen tanks, Paul, like the good size ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And he sold me 3 for $50.
Oh, wow.
And they're up-to-date current oxygen tanks, like, from my welding supply. So I can just go and bring them and get them swapped. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So, like, you know, but, like, those tanks alone are, you know, I think I pay $200 for one of those tanks full to buy. Because at my place, you buy the tank and you own it. So, like, even for that, like, I, you know, it was, like, a great, you know, there's good stuff in that. So I would love to, you know, bring some people by there that would appreciate the stuff that's there. Plus, the guy that is doing the clean out, like, he likes when stuff goes to, like, me and my friends that he knows are going to use it. And, like, it's not just getting, like, put on eBay or something and, like, resold or whatever. So,
you know,
it's pretty cool. Nice. But, yeah, that's kind of it. Just been so busy with these stupid plinths.
It's funny. I just looked at the calendar. I didn't realize my time here is winding down.
I know, dude.
Wow.
You're like an honorary East Durham resident. When are you putting your down payment on your property? I know you've been looking.
I know. I just can't believe it. It seemed like I was going to be up here forever. It's like almost over. But I tell you, I'm really tempted. It's funny. I was talking to one of my sisters. One of my sisters that lives out in Wisconsin just bought another house in Arizona to retire. She's just like, they're going to stay both places for like the next 2 years and then slowly just migrate to Arizona. And then my other sister, she was just saying her and her husband were talking about selling everything and moving to North Carolina. You know, they're like, you know, my mother's, you know, you guys know she's not in great shape and she's in a nursing home. And, you know, it's just like, you know, once mom's gone, it's just, we're going to move on, you know. And I'm like, you know, I really don't have anything. You know, Christina, my wife, has, you know, family to hold her there, but I have nothing holding me to Boston. I could care less, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, somebody's probably going to correct that way I said that. If I say it the right way, I don't know. I don't give a fuck. But, no, you know, I would gladly leave, but it's just, you know.
Yeah.
She's the, you know, she's the ball and chain keeping me to Boston. But it's just, you know, so that's why she's just like, just get a place where you go stay there and I'll visit you on the weekends or something. I said, that's me. It'd be ideal, so.
We'll see. It's funny. I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, we've talked about this a million times, like looking at moving, and this guy down the street from me, you know, he had a really successful contracting business here in this town, and, you know, everybody knows him. He does great work. I'm sure he made a great living for himself here, but a couple of years ago bought this place in North Carolina and slowly kind of like, you know, thought about it, and he's got a granddaughter who's like maybe 4 or 5, so, you know, that's a big thing, right? Like moving, because his daughter and his granddaughter live with him and his wife, and, you know, so like moving them. And, you know, he's telling me he put his house on the market here. It was on for 4 days. He got his asking price cash, no realtor, and it was a lot of money. This is a 7-figure number. Now he's telling me what he's going to buy down in North Carolina, because the property he owns doesn't have a house on it, and with the cost of building material, he's like, you know what, let's just buy something for now and while we would develop the house. You know, he's what he's going to get down there for $500,000 is going to be unbelievable. You know, yep. Like 5,000 square foot outbuilding and a pond and this and a log cabin and, you know, it's crazy.
My buddy down the street from me, I was telling you guys, he put his house on the market. He had a house. He bought a second house and he was using this as a rental. He put it on for $850. It sold the first day for $960. He just bought a waterfront. No, it's like two streets away up in Old Orchard, Maine. Right. He's keeping that as an investment, you know, just to rent out. And he's got to buy another house now. And he's bought two houses with the house he bought. And he's like, one of them he'll flip and sell when he retires in 5 years. But he just, you know, he gets a lot of stuff, you know. So he's like, the house up in Maine, he'll have for the summer. You know, he'll keep one of the apartments. It's two units. He'll keep one for himself for the summer and rent the other one out year-round. So he's got a little, you know, beachfront place. Beautiful house, too.
Yeah.
But it's crazy.
So. What more could you ask for? I'm looking, I mean, my boss has, you know, relocated to Florida. I've talked a little bit about that. And, yeah, I'm not moving to Florida, but I looked in the area where he's you know, moving the office and moving the business. And, you know, I just saw a property down there, like 5 minutes from where the new office is going to be. It's got about a 1,500 square foot building with two like enclosed barns on either side. So it's essentially like, you know, it's one enclosed building and then two open buildings on like 10 acres. And it's like $700,000, you know, which is a lot of money for down there. But like, if I said, hey, I want to move to Florida because this is where my, you know, company is moving. Like, that's it. I could move down there, enclose those two sides. I'd have everything I could ever need for a freaking fraction of what I would ever be able to buy it for here, you know? But, again, who wants to live in Florida? I know Paul is not a big Florida fan, you know? And I want Paul to come and visit me. He's not going to come and visit me. Yeah, this is not Palm Beach. This ain't Palm Beach, I promise.
Anywhere else, forget it. Dude, I can't deal with Florida.
I know. I mean, you know, neither really can I.
It's a bizarre place.
So that's what I've been like, you know, and I don't know if I mentioned this on here, but I just watched a video about Florida, right? And like, it was done by this economist talking about, you know, like what is going on in Florida, because everyone's moving there, right, to save money on their taxes and yada, yada, yada. But Florida is like a very, very poor state. So all these people are moving there and, all these people are moving there and they're, you know, the actual property is a great buy and it's inexpensive and you save on your taxes. But everybody else in Florida is like below the national poverty line. Like, you know, there's like rampant like homelessness, all this stuff. But you influx this ridiculous wealth.
Yeah.
And these people wind up creating these like even more isolated and then like that, you know, what the economist was saying was that, you know, it's great for really rich people to move to Florida and there are a few jobs that will be created in Florida, but those jobs are not really going to help the people in Florida that need help.
Most of those jobs are companies that they own are probably in other places and they're just moving to Florida just for tax reasons. It's not like they're 100%. It's not like they're taking some huge business with them that's going to employ hundreds of people. It's like, you know, they're just buying a house there and they're going to live there for like a little over half the year.
That's so right. They could,
you know,
6 months
do their
in a day.
Taxes down there, yeah.
And that's what I don't understand about, and I don't know enough about it to, I guess, understand what Florida has to gain by, because Florida has no state income tax, right?
Yeah.
So moving these millionaires, billionaires to Florida, like they don't win any from that, right? They don't get the income tax. And what was interesting is
they get property
this
tax
is,
though, right?
So they do, and what was interesting about that, and like Derek, I don't know how the property tax in Boston works, but like here, right, you have an assessor that, you know, goes and looks at your house and says, "All right, you have five bedrooms and this guy has five bedrooms and he pays $30,000 a year and you pay $30,000." In Florida, your property tax is calculated by the most recent home sale. So if you move to Florida and you buy a house for $1 million that was $200,000 when the last guy bought it, the taxes immediately go up to that $1 million.
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting because it makes sense, right? Like You know, that's the value of the home is what it just sold for. So I guess, you know, you're getting these really, really wealthy people on this new property tax when they buy their house. But is it that much?
Yeah.
You know, like, I just don't see what Florida has to gain by, like, you know, a billionaire moving there who's never going to pay income tax.
Well, it is going to, you know, boost their economy if a bunch of other people move in there spending money in restaurants and stores and you know, other places buying cars. You know, I guess it's better than them not being there, you know?
Yes, it's definitely better than them not being there, but I just can't imagine how, like, you know, let's say one of those guys spends $2 million or $3 million in Florida on all those things, right, that get taxed. It's not that much. You know, like, it's not going to move the needle that much. You know, I don't know. Maybe there's more to it, but I just think, like, I don't understand why a state that gets no income tax off of the money that's made there would be so, like, you got to come to Florida. You got to move here.
I don't know.
I don't know enough about it, but anyway, it's just interesting with, like, you know, that whole thing and, like, moving somewhere just to save income tax and living in Florida is not for me. It's not going to happen.
Speaking of that, did you hear my boy Tim Dillon talking about Austin, Texas?
No, did he move there?
He's
out
of there.
Does he live there?
He moved there.
He couldn't take it?
Because Joe
Rogan
couldn't
take the homeless people?
He couldn't take Austin. He's like, I'm out of here. This place is a dump. He's like, this is not me saying, this is him. He's like, the people are horrible. There's more homeless people than in L.A. He's like, there's only 6 streets in the city that have, there's 3 good restaurants. That's it. He's like, I'm out of here. I'm going back to California. He's like, it was a mistake.
Oh, my God.
But
that's so funny.
I don't know.
I like Austin. Austin's cool.
Austin
it's a really
cool
place.
Yeah, but
I would move
to
Austin.
It's not for Tim.
One of the directors here was saying he liked Austin 10 years ago. He said everybody from California ruined it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what everyone's saying.
I mean, I've been going to Austin. I haven't been to Austin in a long time, but I started going to Austin in, like, 2009, 2010. Like, on BMX trips, and that was when it was, like, I guess it probably was, like, a smaller city then. Like, it felt smaller, you know? Like, I was
it's
going
like a bunch
I was in
of
college.
Hipsters, right? You know?
Yeah,
like,
and it's, like, you know what's interesting about...
Breweries and guys with tattoos and barbecue and live music.
It's Jordan from Growler Domestic.
That's,
You know, he's got trendy glasses and an old piece of shit pickup truck, and he makes furniture.
Yeah.
If Jordan is like the model Austin citizen.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, when I was going to Austin years ago, I remember my friends being like, oh, I really want to buy, like, a house down here. Like, the economy's booming. Like, this, you know, this place, they say it's, like, you know, like, going to be a really popular city. And I remember, like, thinking about it and being like, you know, it's kind of hot. And now to see all these companies moving down there and, like, people moving there and... Mm. You know, it's definitely interesting.
I wonder if it's going to stick. Or is it kind of just that was just the thing to do because Joe Rogan decided he was going to move there. Everyone wanted to move there. And now it's like the pandemic's over. Because the whole thing was, oh, everything's closed. Texas is open. You know, I'm going to move there. Mm-hmm. We don't know how long California's going to be closed for. Could be 5 years.
I'll be honest with you. A lot of the people here are from California. And they don't have anything nice to say about California. They're just like the state. It's just horrible.
Dude.
It just really got ruined. And
Yeah.
You know, it's just a lot of problems. You know, San Francisco area and everything. I don't know.
San Francisco's
about it.
Bad, I think.
There.
Like,
yeah.
Dude, just to buy a gallon of gas.
Yeah,
you seen how much
crazy.
A gallon of gas cost in Florida? Yeah. A gallon of gas is like $5 in Los Angeles.
Yeah that's insane.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't
crazy.
Understand.
It's crazy. And they have so much regulation in Florida, it's nuts. One of the guys that works for my company lives outside of LA, and my boss just like rips him about how like living in California is like just a bad decision. Like if you could move, you should move. You know? And like what I was gonna say about Texas. I can't remember now. I feel like what I was going to say was I think I already see people that move to Florida leaving as the weather gets hot. Like, I see people that I follow on social media that move to Florida from New York that are already like, I couldn't take it. I'm out. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
Well, that's
but
what,
a
like,
lot
I was
of Long
saying,
Islanders
sister,
are going to the Carolinas.
Yeah, my sister, you know, she was talking about that. And, you know, my brother-in-law is sick of the snow. And I'm like, you know, the snow sucks, but when you're retired and you have, like, a nice house with a, you know, a garage that you don't have to shovel your car out, it's a different ball game. You know what I mean? Like, they don't have a garage like me. It's like, I wouldn't mind the snow so much if I had a garage and, you know, you don't have to clean your car off and you don't have to get out and go to work. You can hunker down for a couple of days. It's a lot different, you know, than when you have to get up and you work outside and you're going outside. You know, the snow really sucks then, you know? Yeah. So it's like, oh, it's all relative, you know? It's, but,
sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Totally sucks.
I don't know.
That's not, the worst part.
I don't know where else I would live, like, if I had to move from this area.
I tell you, all the people on the show that are from, like, California area, they're saying how nice it is around here with the, you know, the weather we've been having and just, you know, things being, you know, nice and, you know, the weather and, you know, the vegetation and saw them from, like, the desert area and, you know, they're like, it's just so nice around here, you know?
Yeah, I have a friend who grew up here, and I saw her a couple of years ago. She moved to California, and she's, like, came back and went upstate, and she's like, I never knew how much I missed being in the woods, like, really in the woods. Because, like, you can go out to, like, you know, Yosemite and stuff from Los Angeles, but it's, like, it's not like, you know, here where you could just turn, like, I could drive 5 minutes, and I'm in the woods, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I'm looking out at the woods right now.
Exactly, like, even up, you know, even New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, like, you've got mountains not too far away, you've got, it's just a totally different climate. I mean, look at, like, you know, Ben Ueda and those guys out in Joshua Tree,
in
the fucking desert.
Literally in dust, rocks and
in
dust.
In the dust, exactly. So, you know, I don't think I could do that, like, I would, I think I would go, like, Montana before I would go.
That's what I think, Colorado, maybe. Yeah. Apparently, Idaho is supposed to be, like, unbelievable.
Yeah, Idaho's beautiful.
That's
yeah,
what I keep, it's like I keep a whole, sending it's like a big Angela. Secret.
Big,
yep, I keep sending Angela Idaho.
Big ski, yeah, Idaho's gorgeous.
Apparently, all the people in Idaho don't want anybody to know. They're like, don't say anything. Like, we don't want anybody moving here because it's so nice.
Yeah.
That's how Portland, Oregon was for a long time because Portland is like, Portland, like, when it has bad weather, it has really bad weather. It's just rainy and gray. Mm. But Portland has, like, there's a lot of, like, environmental factors why, like, Portland is very unique. Like, it has, like, a near unlimited amount of fresh water. Like, there's all these kind of things where, like, if kind of, like, the world went to shit, you'd want to live in Portland because of, like, its protection from storms and the water supply and all this stuff. Huh. And, like, when you go to Portland, it's super nice. It's affordable. It's, like, and it was kind of like that where they were, like, they wanted less Californians to come there. Like, please just, like, stay away.
The only problem is you got to watch out. Antifa will throw a brick at your head.
Well, now Portland's got a bad name. But there's a town called Fort Collins in Colorado, which is, like, a suburb of Denver, which is kind of like that. It's, like, an hour from Denver. Beautiful. Like, it's got everything you could ever need. You know, great schools. Like, everything about it is you know, a model place to live, and it's close to a you know, an international airport from a business standpoint and yada yada, but it's one of those places that's definitely blown up, and I'm sure the people that are from there, just like, you know, anybody that shows up with like an out-of-state license plate, they're probably just like, oh, please get out of here. I don't know where to live.
Yeah, move to
seems
York
like I'm state. Sticking right here for now.
Yeah.
I don't know, I have a lead on a, I don't know, there's a lead on a building here that a friend of mine owns. We can talk about it in the after show.
Nice.
That if the fate, if I don't know, if like the fates allow, it might be a real sweet deal.
Really?
We don't know yet. We're trying to figure it out.
Let's get
but
to the after show. And
that'll have to happen next time. You guys got anything on your watch list while we wrap this up? A nice short and sweet one this week.
Here we go.
Honestly,
nothing. No one's been watching. We're all too fucking busy to watch anything.
No, I think I might have, because I remember saying, oh, I'll mention that.
I'm trying to get to my history on YouTube.
I was watching Whistling Diesel again.
Oh, that was my pick, dude. The airplane.
Oh, my God. What a fucking idiot.
I love him. He's so funny.
I watched a series of podcasts on Joey Diaz's life story.
I'm gonna have to watch that.
No, I haven't really watched anything.
So everyone's pick is Whistling Diesel. That's basically.
Well, there was a good video.
DJI videos. That's all I watched the last week because I was buying the drone. I watched, like, everything's a drone video, so.
I did watch a good video from Veritasium about this this device, this vehicle that can travel, like, downwind, but faster than the speed of the wind that it's in. It was pretty interesting. Like, I guess when you're in a sailboat, like, one of the
He's got good videos.
He has really good videos. But I guess if you're a sailor, one of the things, if you're traveling directly downwind, it's impossible to go faster than the actual speed of the wind because that's what's pushing you forward. But if you go, like, diagonally to the wind, you can go faster because the sail acts as, like, an airfoil and it creates lift, blah, 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 something like that. But this guy figured out this car, and it literally looks like a three-wheeled car with a wind turbine on the back of it. And I guess because of the propellers are at an angle, it mimics the sail being diagonal to the wind, so it can actually go faster than the wind, even though it's going straight downwind. And the propeller spins as it's traveling, and it powers a chain which goes to the wheels of the vehicle. And if the wind hits the right speed, there's like a sweet spot, it'll actually go like two or three times the speed of the wind. It was really interesting. And it worked. Like, at first I thought it was bullshit. I'm like, how is this even possible? But then it worked. It was really interesting.
Is this giant propeller car thing?
Yeah.
Risking my life to settle a physical debate?
Yeah, that's it.
That's the name of the video.
It was an interesting video. I'm getting flagged.
Yeah.
I gotta...
What'd you say?
I'm getting flagged. I gotta go.
All right, that's it. Happy Father's Day. It's Wednesday, but Father's Day was 3 days ago, so I hope everybody had a great Father's Day. I'm having an open house at my shop for all three of you that are left on Saturday. It's June 26th, 2021. If you come, you can get an autograph from Chris Cash. He'll be giving them out. Make sure to ask him for one. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.